I remember seeing you outside of, I remember when we were having like this meeting outside of the roundhouse on like day two. Everyone being locked up, and it was so intense with what was being done to people inside, and we were having a spokes council.
I remember all the spirituals. It's the first time I probably heard a lot of the Southern spirituals was outside the roundhouse while we were waiting for people to come out, wherever we're going to come out. Because, you know, I didn't grow up in this country. Most of my upbringing was in a different country, and I moved here when I was 8, and even that was a very sheltered, different kind of upbringing than a lot of slam people. So I grew up in a white suburb and things like that. So it's different. You know what I mean? I wasn't exposed to a lot of things as a child. You know, my parents were happy I could sing in Arabic. I took the kids to the Smithsonian, to the American History Museum, and they did a whole thing about some of the songs that were sung during during the Civil Rights Movement. And it was a bunch of songs that I learned during that the stuff that happened after. There's a tree song where standing by the, I can't even remember the songs now.
Oh, like a tree that's standing by the water, we shall not be moved.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oof. Yeah, that was a scary time, and it kind of like reminds you that you're resolved to continue the fight even though you're afraid, and that we're together, we're in it together, and we can like do it like from a place of strength and not like from panic.
I remember going back to go to class because I was like, well, I'm not arrested and nothing's happening for a little bit. So I went back to New York and then came back to Philly when people started being released so that people would have support when they came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that day when Chris got out, he was like the last of the slam people, and it was like a Friday, mm-hmm. and we all went for food, and there was a bunch of us there, and it just felt like we were all out.
I don't even remember, you know, like it became a blur after a while, like running on like lack of sleep, and I had class that semester, and yes, I didn't do well at all, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, like during the summer. Wow.
Yeah, I believe I have WS, withdrawal fails, because I never officially withdraw for that whole summer, so, yeah.
Well, and I worked with all new people, and then when everyone was arrested, I went back and got back to, like, the people I knew the best, which was slam folks, but,
Exactly, and those are the people that you're worried about, you know, like, when people got arrested, of course, I'm concerned that everybody gets out, but I want to make sure Sandra and Chris, you know what I mean, I want to make sure my people are safe first. Not that I wanted them out first, but, like, you have your own people to worry about you. I'm staying here till Sandra gets out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And people were coming out and like, you know, and I was like, no, I'm not leaving till folks get out. I'm not, you know, I'm still here. And it was a little, I think people were a little, like, surprised at how close, you know what I mean, Slam was, even at that point. We were like, people were still there 2 weeks after